It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, normally inside the Kia studios. Go to KiaDealers.com as we're broadcasting from home. Me and Will just literally two blocks away from each other here in Midtown, and Darren just down the street himself, and he joins us right now. Darren Eales, the president of Atlanta United, joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Are you up in the office, and where are you right now?
I'm in the bubble, so I'm here in Orlando.
So, all right, so our first talk.
Living the dream.
Yeah, live from the bubble. Well, what's it like to describe it, Darren?
Yeah, it's pretty eerie, to be honest. So, you know, you think about it, two pretty big Disney hotels, the Swan and the Dolphin, and we're the only people on site, Major League Soccer. So it's quite eerie when, you know, you can be walking down corridors and not see anybody. There's the huge check-in lobbies, which are obviously out of action at the moment because we're all sort of contained inside the perimeters of both hotels. And then, you know, to be honest, they've done a good job in putting on bits and pieces, you know, so there's outdoor soccer pool, they've got ping pong tables, so they're just trying to do the best to sort of keep the boredom away. But I've been impressed with what they've done from, you know, facilities, and obviously it's very safe. It's pretty rare, you know, a little bit more now because we've got all the teams on site, but, you know, when you see another team, you're sort of crossing over to the other side of a huge corridor and sort of waving from a distance. So everyone's keeping to the protocol, and you know, we'll get onto it in terms of FC Dallas, but I think within the bubble, it seems to be working and doing its job in not and there not being any transmissions between teams.
And best as you can possibly determine, Darren, just because I know that you're down there, and we obviously don't have the benefit of seeing it up close and personal. But you know, what is the interaction, you know, between players, you know, when team activities aren't going on? Like, is there intermingling? Are you seeing other teams, or how far away is that?
No, so we've all got our own floors, and within our own floors, we've all got sort of a team lounge. There's sort of three rooms that they've made up into. One's got a ping pong table, one's sort of got poker set up, one's for video games. So at all times outside your room, everyone's wearing masks. So you can't walk for 6 feet without there being a, you know, sanitizer dispenser. So they've done a good job, and the teams have done a good job from everything I've seen of keeping to that. And really, the interactions, so like I said, if you're sort of walking to go to training or to go to testing, you might sort of see some players from a team in the corridor, but everyone, you know, keeps to their side of the corridor. So, you know, I think they've done a good job, and it's just clearly that, you know, the issues with a couple of teams that actually brought the virus into the bubble has caused some issues.
And that's the thing, Darren. We talked about this earlier in the show, where we've seen in, you know, in Germany, granted, they're in a different phase of the coronavirus from where we're getting all these hot spots here in parts of America. But it just seems like we've seen it work in other leagues. Is this just a dynamic of just how the coronavirus has sort of ramped up again here in the States? What are the medical experts telling you?
Yeah, I mean, look, so at the moment, FC Dallas have obviously been withdrawn from the tournament. And, you know, their case came from people that got exposed to it before they came to Orlando. And then when they got to Orlando, it obviously, you know, with the testing, it got revealed that, you know, a number of the players, I think in the end it was 10 players, had it across the team. So, you know, that was an example of the bubble doing its job, really, in terms of isolating with the testing. Unfortunately, there hasn't been, or it doesn't appear to have been, any transmission to other teams. But of course, Mike, the problem you've got is out there in the world at the moment, there, particularly here in America, there are high rates just in the natural population. So, you know, to be honest, I mean, I know, you know, like I said, credit to the players, they're doing a great job, and the coaches, and they're dealing with it. And, you know, we're fortunate we've had two full training sessions now with everybody training who's come on the trip. Obviously, Joseph's still back rehabbing in Atlanta. But, you know, they've been, you know, successful, been working through that with them just hanging out in the hotel room, waiting for the next training session. We're all doing our bit, but again, you know, if this was back in local markets, I think you'd have even more difficulty because here, you know, it is very, very rare. I mean, I've been here now 3 days, and I can't even think of an interaction with another employee except for at our food service, which is, you know, as you can imagine, done very carefully behind screens, gloved, and you hand your plate, they put it on, and you get it back. So there is really no sort of interaction with the outside world, whereas you wouldn't be getting that in local markets.
Darren Eales, Atlanta United president, joining us here on the waitfor.com hotline on Dukes and Bell. Willie P. and for Carl Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So just as a point of clarification, Darren, because I know that we had the couple of positive tests, and I know that Frank DeBoer had said one of the players had gone back to training. What is our status right now in terms of the COVID test? I know you can't reveal names, but what is our status right now in terms of our guys' full health as far as that's concerned?
Yeah, so, well, we've got everyone back. So since we had our first training session here Sunday evening, so we've had a Sunday and a Monday evening training session, and we've got everybody back training. So, you know, that's great news. And, again, yesterday we did a bit of an 11v11 scrimmage, and it was good to see. You know, all the lads were getting stuck in, and it was a good feisty game, which you always like to see as you're building up to play a tough team in New York Red Bulls.
It is Darren Eales, guys, president of Atlanta United. I know we're all starved for sports. Can't wait. I was just watching Chelsea and Crystal Palace today. I'm jonesing so bad for the Five Stripes. So I know I was on vacay last week. Just want to pick your brain. Tell me about Jurgen Damm and why you pulled the trigger on that guy.
Yeah, no, so excited to get Jurgen into the club. So he's someone that, you know, with his experience, I mean, he's been winning a lot of championships with Tigres. I think, you know, he'd be the first to say it's a chance for him to sort of have a new start with a new team, and we're excited. You know, he's a Mexican international. He's super quick, Mike. So, I mean, when they did the test, I think it was about a couple of years ago, it was Gareth Bale, then him. So, you know, I like to collect fast players. So I had Gareth with me at Spurs, and now we've got Jurgen. But joking aside, he's really, you know, he's something that we need, because, you know, that ball over the top that you can put, that outlet pass in transition with someone with his pace is something I think will add another dimension to us. And we've always spoken about that right from the start with Atlanta United wanting to have a fast team that's fast and fluid, and he certainly fits the bill there. So, you know, someone who's got the experience he has in winning championships, the Mexican international, and, you know, for us to be able to get him on a free transfer was something that, you know, we were delighted to be able to get that deal done.
And real quick, I was going to ask him, Will, when do we get to see this guy? Because I know, obviously, there's we won't see him in Orlando.
No, but he'll be available as soon as we come back. So, you know, cool. The plan is to return to the local markets and play once the tournament's finished. So, you know, we'll be working in the background to make, you know, try and fast-track the process we need to get the visa to get him in, so that you know, he'll be with us ready to start training when we're back from Orlando. And, again, I think the other good thing for him, just quickly on Jurgen as well, he's got perfect English as well as Spanish. So, again, for us with our team, you know, people that are bilingual like that really help as well, I think, in terms of knitting the team together. So, and I don't know if you saw, but he's got some great moves on his TikTok as well. So I think he'll be a breath of fresh air for our social media team.
Yeah, he's definitely a social media superstar, and we're pleased again to be joined by Darren Eales, president of Atlanta United. You guys also made a homegrown signing, somebody who is available for selection in the Orlando tournament. Tell us a little bit more about this kid, Tyler Wolf, forward out of our academy.
Yeah, no, excited to have Tyler as a homegrown. So obviously, you know, his dad is the ex-national team player. He's coach of Austin. He's, you know, they're from Atlanta. And I think it says a lot because, you know, it's really, I think, credit to our academy that, you know, Josh is his father's in Austin, but that he, you know, has allowed his son to sign with, you know, with Atlanta. I think that shows that he has a great sort of confidence that we're going to do the best for Tyler, and it's a great environment for him to be in, and hopefully he's someone that can, you know, get some 13 minutes in the future. I mean, this tournament, Will, is brilliant because, you know, we need everybody, and so he's thrown in the deep end a little bit in terms of training every day with the squad, and he's done really well. And actually, Fernando Mesa was talking in the media a couple of days ago, and I think, you know, he was saying that he liked Tyler as a player, and he was actually surprised how young he is. He's only 17. I think, you know, Fernando thought he was a little bit older than that. So he's a great talent. Like all youngsters, though, the hard work starts now, and, you know, it's not good enough just to have talent. It's about your work rate. It's about, you know, putting in the hard sort of hard training that you need to be able to be ready when that opportunity comes. And, you know, we feel like Tyler, and he comes, you know, with his dad as someone that was a great player, and knows what it takes. We feel like he's got the mentality, but he's still got to go out there and prove it.
It's Darren Eales, guys. If you're just joining us, the president of Atlanta United, as Will and I are here in town. He's down in the bubble and talking about how, if you missed it, the circumstances about FC Dallas, actually the virus came in from outside the bubble. I guess somebody didn't follow protocols. Darren, what's the attitude? How are the guys' heads? Because we've talked to a lot of players. Guys are, you know, they're cautiously optimistic. I mean, where's everybody's head at? Because obviously that Dallas and then the Nashville situation is kind of scary.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're in a, you know, just speaking for you know, for our squad, I think they're in a reasonably good place. I mean, obviously, this isn't easy for anyone, and there's always going to be some concerns, and you know, I have total sympathy in that regard. I think, though, that you know, the fact now that we've had two full training sessions under our belt, you know, the players are here and they've realised that, you know, this is a, you know, this is really as safe as you could practically be, is what we've got here. So I think there's that element of reassurance as we now sort of go through the day-to-day that this is something that actually is safer, and certainly safer than being back in your local markets. So I think that helps. And like anything, you know, we're just now looking forward to starting to play games. I mean, tomorrow night will be great. We'll be able to watch the Miami-Orlando kickoff game, and it'll just feel like it's real then that matches are taking place. And, you know, we've got a huge game on Saturday. It's Red Bulls, who, you know, we know we've got a history from. We've yet to beat them in the regular season. We know they're going to be tough. I mean, what about the first game to play in the Orlando Heat is against a team that you know is just going to come out and you know, press right from the start and try to throttle you before you've even begun. So it's mentally, it's going to be a tough one. I think we've got to be sharp right from the kickoff because, you know, we know what's coming for us, and it's you know, it's tough to play off when it is your first game for it, what will be sort of 4.5 months, because we haven't had a chance to play any friendly matches before this tournament.
Darren Eales, Atlanta United president, be safe in the bubble, and we look forward to seeing you guys play on Saturday.
Cheers, guys. Appreciate it.